You might think a high school handbook. Well, it's just a pile of rules, right?
Yeah.
Regulations, something you skim, sign, maybe promptly forget.
Yeah, often seen as just a necessary paperwork, bureaucratic.
Exactly. But what if I told you that tucked away in the pages of one specific high school band handbook, we could actually uncover a blueprint, a roadmap for building, well, profound personal excellence, fostering this amazing community, and even achieving national recognition?
It sounds like quite a claim for a handbook.
It really does. So today, we're doing a deep dive into the San Marcos High School Band Student Handbook. And our mission, really, is to peel back the layers of what seems like a simple rulebook.
Okay.
And extract those surprising insights, those nuggets of knowledge that show how a program like this doesn't just train musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to meticulously craft these incredibly well-rounded, high-achieving individuals.
You know, what's truly fascinating there is how a document so often dismissed as, well, mundane, transforms into something else entirely.
Right.
It's not merely administrative. It's more like a living testament to an organization's values, its sky-high ambitions, and the profound, almost transformative impact it aims to have on every single student who walks through its doors. It feels like it lays out a whole philosophy for life, not just, you know, a schedule for rehearsals.
That's precisely what caught my attention, too. I mean, right from the very beginning, the preface of this handbook tells both students and parents that the San Marcos High School Band Program is about far more than just learning notes or mastering an instrument.
Okay, so they state that up front.
They do. It boldly claims to be one of the finest in the nation and promises experiences of which others can only dream. Just think about that for a second. A high school band program making such a grand, almost audacious statement.
That's a high bar they're setting.
It is. But the real question is, how do they even begin to back that up?
Well, it seems they back it up by setting an incredibly specific, almost unforgiving standard for excellence right from the outset.
Oh.
The two band members section makes it crystal clear. Band is framed as one of the few classes where excellence is not only expected, but also essential to success.
Essential, not just expected. That's key.
Exactly. And what really drives this point home is their vivid, almost jarring example, they say. Even one person achieving a 60% grade on a piece of music means 40% of the notes were played incorrectly, resulting in an unpleasant listening experience.
Wow.
So this isn't just about personal failure, right? It forces every student to internalize the collective impact of their individual performance. It's basically a masterclass in accountability.
That example alone is incredibly powerful. I mean, it forces students to understand that individual mediocrity directly translates to collective failure. You don't often see that put so explicitly in, say, a history class, right?
Not usually in those terms, no.
But it's not just about hitting the right notes, is it? The handbook goes further. It emphasizes developing engaged, thoughtful individuals. Well, for each and every note played, students have to make numerous considerations and instantaneous decisions. How loud or soft? How fast or slow? How does the note start? How does it end? Am I in tune? It flat out states, nowhere else on campus is the demand for active thought any stronger.
Hmm, that's quite a statement.
It is. It's like a high-speed, real-time, problem-solving factory.
Hmm.
But here's the real insight. I think. The handbook implies this isn't just about musical precision. It's about building this incredibly high tolerance for immediate feedback and like constant iterative improvement. Far beyond what most academic subjects demand, it's almost a forced entrepreneurial mindset, but applied to music.
That's a great way to put it. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the program explicitly outlines its primary objectives that go beyond mere musical performance.
Right.
It really is less a band program and more a comprehensive personal development curriculum. You see cultural objectives cultivating deep appreciation for diverse musical forms, educational goals fostering discerning listeners, critical thinking, remarkable adaptability.
Adaptability. Interesting.
Yes. And service enhancing the school's and community's reputation. Citizenship promoting responsible involvement. Leadership inspiring collective action through trust and guidance. And even recreational providing a creative and emotional outlet.
So it's hitting all these different areas.
It really is. This isn't just about crafting a beautiful performance. It's about crafting a well-rounded, high-functioning person.
It's truly comprehensive in its ambition. And the handbook specifically spells out the critical life skills that develop quickly as a part of the band experience. Communication, planning, time management, goal setting, problem solving, and effective peer interaction.
All crucial skills.
Absolutely. And what's insightful here is that these aren't just buzzwords listed out. The handbook implicitly shows how the very structure of the program, the demands of ensemble playing, performance deadlines, collaborative decision making, naturally cultivates these bedrock skills. Skills essential for any successful adult life.
So the structure itself teaches these things.
Yeah, exactly. So we've just discussed this intense philosophy, the emphasis on individual thought and collective accountability. But how do they apply that rigor day to day? This is where the sheer breadth of opportunities within the program comes into play. It seems to transform those high expectations into tangible pathways for growth.
Okay, let's hear about those.
Yeah, here's where it gets really interesting. It's not just the band. It's like a whole musical universe within San Marcos High School.
A universe, huh?
Pretty much. You've got your concert bands.
Right.
There's concert, symphonic, wind ensemble, and wind symphony. And getting into those higher levels, well, it isn't a given. It requires auditions.
Right. Tiered levels.
And the handbook even notes that unexcused absences can impact your eligibility for the top-tier wind symphony. That tells you a lot about the dedication required. Right? Mm-hmm. Performance goes way beyond just playing an instrument.
Indeed, it signals that every commitment is taken with the utmost seriousness. It influences everything from eligibility to ensemble placement. Then you have the Night Regiment, which is their competitive marching band.
The marching band, yeah.
What truly stands out to me there is that it's a dedicated seventh period class, and it's mandatory for all ninth graders enrolled in band, percussion, or guard.
All of them. Wow.
Yes. So this isn't just about getting everyone on the field. It ensures a foundational experience in collective movement, discipline, and high-stakes performance for every student entering the program. It instills that shared culture right from day one. It's actually a brilliant way to immediately immerse new students into that high-expectation environment.
That makes sense. And it doesn't stop there.
Mm.
Beyond those mainstays, they offer this stunning range of specialized ensembles. There are jazz ensembles, some of which meet as a zero period class, meaning before school even starts.
Early mornings, that's dedication.
Definitely. You've got percussion ensembles, guard, and then these incredible world music ensembles like salsa band and steel drums.
World music, okay.
And what's wild about these world music ensembles is that they're open to any San Marcos High School student,
yeah,
even those not in the music program.
Mm.
And they can earn fine arts credit just by regularly participating in two different ensembles weekly.
That's quite inclusive for such a high-level program.
It really is. That inclusivity is remarkable for a program so focused on high performance.
That open-door policy for world music ensembles, it really speaks to the program's, well, its desire to broaden the musical horizons for the entire student body, not just those formerly in the band. It feels like a pedagogical choice, you know, exposing a wider audience to the joy and discipline of music.
Yeah.
And then for the more ambitious students, there are advanced offerings like the Conservatory for Leadership in the Arts, a 3-year program starting in 10th grade, and the Axiom Performance Ensemble. It truly is a universe of opportunities catering to various levels of commitment and interest, all under one umbrella of excellence.
You absolutely see that commitment and ambition, not just in the variety of ensembles, but in their dedication to high-level performance and competition, too.
Also,
they participate in all these different festivals. There's the local SMUSD Band Festival, where judges provide critiques. Then the SCSBOA Festivals, which had this unique sight reading challenge where the band gets music they've never seen before and only minutes to prepare.
Sight reading under pressure, wow.
Exactly. And what? Even CSULB festivals that include a performance followed by a clinic. I mean, sight reading on the fly for a grade. That's intense.
Yeah.
What does that particular challenge really teach them beyond just musicality?
Well, that specific sight reading challenge at SCSBOA, it's more than just a test of musical skill. I think it's a profound exercise in adaptability, quick problem solving, and frankly, trust.
Trust, interesting.
Yeah, imagine having only moments to understand a complex piece of music you've never seen, then having to perform it flawlessly as a cohesive unit. It demands immediate analysis, rapid communication, maybe nonverbal, and absolute faith in your fellow musicians. It teaches them to be agile thinkers and resilient performers, knowing that unforeseen challenges can pop up at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
This ability to perform under pressure with minimal prep, that's a critical life skill that extends far beyond the concert hall.
It really highlights the level of mental and interpersonal agility required. And speaking of individual growth, the handbook highly recommends private lessons.
Makes sense for accelerated progress.
Totally. It states that private instructors can work individually with students, addressing specific needs, and that, get this, students who benefit from private lessons have a history of becoming top players in the program.
So there's a track record.
Exactly. It even notes that some of those former students go on to become private lesson instructors themselves in college. That's like a full circle mentorship model built right into the recommendations.
That's fantastic.
It's not just about getting better, it's about perpetuating excellence and passing on knowledge.
So, okay, we've explored the philosophy, the opportunities.
Yeah, the big picture stuff.
What does this all mean for the day-to-day commitment, the actual feel of being part of this community?
Right, the nitty-gritty. Yeah. Well, this handbook lays out a very clear framework for behavior and expectations. It reveals how these incredibly high standards are maintained and how this community truly functions. It's all guided by their Knight Pride motto: positive, respectful, involved, determined, and engaged.
Pride.
Uh-huh. And it's not just a slogan. It's explicitly presented as a guiding principle for behavior, reinforced by some pretty granular rules.
And what's truly fascinating here is the level of detail they provide. It seems designed to ensure both safety and the integrity of the program's reputation. It shows that every micro behavior contributes to the macro success.
Like what?
Well, take attendance, for example. Mandatory for all rehearsals and performances. And consequences for unexcused absences are strict. We're talking being written out of the drill for the marching band or even losing a starting position.
Serious consequences.
Very. If you're in the night regiment, a third unexcused absence means you become a cast member performer.
Yeah.
And could be removed from future performances for safety reasons. And for the concert bands, unauthorized absences can make you ineligible for top ensembles like Wind Symphony.
Wow.
There's also a clear rule that three tardies will constitute one unexcused absence. This isn't just about showing up. It's about a deep commitment to the collective where individual reliability directly impacts the whole group.
And this meticulous attention to detail, it extends even to appearance and bus conduct, right? I saw things like hair fitting neatly inside the shako, no visible jewelry except small studs, no visible fingernail polish unless it's costume related.
All right, very specific.
And even keeping cell phone flashlights off at night on the bus for the driver's safety. It's clear these aren't just arbitrary rules. They feel like they're about instilling this unwavering sense of collective discipline and safety, demonstrating that every individual action, no matter how small, impacts the whole program's reputation and well-being. It really hammers home the idea that you're always representing something bigger than yourself.
Exactly. And the handbook also makes a point of welcoming parents, calling them a very active and diverse family. They explicitly encourage parents to be active supporters through the booster club, fundraising, volunteering as chaperones or equipment crew.
So it's a whole community effort.
It really frames it as a family-wide endeavor, reinforcing the idea that this level of excellence requires a village of support and dedication.
But maybe one of the most unique or perhaps surprising policies that truly fosters the program's integrity and community feel is their explicit social media etiquette policy.
Oh, what does that say?
It's incredibly concise and to the point. The safest way to avoid criticism or scrutiny is not to post. This policy applies to members and parents.
Wow. Not to post at all is the advice.
That's the advice. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty blunt warning, isn't it? What's the thinking behind such a strong, almost restrictive guideline like that?
Well, it's a fascinating insight into reputation management, especially for a youth organization. They actually explain why it's in place. They say, unfortunately, we've had incidents where someone from the community posted something they thought innocent, but it upset others when taken a certain way and drew criticism. Even when not intended, this is embarrassing.
So it's based on past issues.
Exactly. This policy isn't really about censorship. It feels more like a proactive measure born from experience, aimed squarely at protecting the program's hard-earned reputation. And it teaches an invaluable lesson in digital citizenship and the lasting impact of online actions. Frankly, a lesson many adults still struggle with.
That's true.
It underscores that the collective reputation is paramount, even in the digital realm.
That's a powerful lesson in digital citizenship, especially considering it applies to parents, too.
Mm.
And the code of conduct for trips, that's another example of this meticulous attention to detail and unwavering focus on reputation.
What's in there?
It emphasizes safety, like staying in groups of three or more members at all times when enjoying free time. Professionalism. School dress code is required on all trips. No chewing gum in formal attire. And strict discipline. Mixed company in hotel rooms is prohibited, and curfews will be strictly observed. It's just this explicit framework for maintaining a high standard of conduct, even when they're away from campus.
It's clear that these aren't just arbitrary rules, but really pillars for upholding the program's mission and safeguarding its integrity. They remind students constantly that they are highly visible representatives of their school, their community, their state, and their conduct directly forms opinions of San Marcos.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And beyond individual responsibility for their own equipment, students are expected to be equipment movers, sanitation engineers, stagehands, reinforcing that collective responsibility is just key.
Everyone pitches in.
Everyone. And of course, there are clear policies against hazing, profanity, and damage or stealing property with severe consequences, including immediate dismissal and financial responsibility. It's really a testament to building a disciplined, accountable, and high-achieving community where every single action is seen as contributing to or detracting from the whole.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener, the learner? This deep dive into the San Marcos High School Band Handbook, it really shows us that true excellence in any field isn't just about raw talent or even passion.
It's more complex than that.
Much more. It's about a highly structured environment that meticulously fosters discipline, demands rigorous teamwork, instills unwavering accountability, and cultivates an incredible work ethic. It's about understanding that every single detail, from hitting a note perfectly to how you behave on a bus or what you post online, contributes to the overall success and reputation of the collective. It really feels like a blueprint for mastering not just a skill, but the art of commitment itself.
And this raises, I think, an important final question for all of us. In a world that often seems to seek instant gratification, where quick wins are sometimes prioritized over deep mastery, what profound lessons can we extract from a program that demands such meticulous attention to detail, such long-term commitment, and such absolute collective responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more importantly, how might those principles, that relentless dedication and interconnected excellence, apply to our own pursuit of mastery in any domain, whether that's our career, a personal passion, or even just building our own communities?